years ago, you know, because of the act of the court, you were consigned to live with a formal wage, no more than minimum wage, which means that your entire last 2.5, perhaps 3 decades has been spent just trusting God to supply income, right? I mean, you've right. got two daughters, you've got a house, you know, those kind right. of bills have to be paid. How did that happen? In what ways did you see God move? Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, one of the things was we had my book that you mentioned, Money, Possessions, and Eternity, came out in the spring of 1989. Okay, that was the same year. It was later that year when I first went down and did the civil disobedience, and it was almost exactly 1 year to the day after that book came out that I had to step out of pastoral ministry, was going to be paid minimum wage. And again, my wife was paid the same amount I was. So effectively, we had double minimum wage is what, you know, we were living on, which wasn't a lot, but it was certainly enough. And the thing that was remarkable was we had several years earlier determined that we were going to accelerate paying off our mortgage. So we ended up paying off our 30-year mortgage in a period of 16 years, and we made the last payment 3 weeks before they came to garnish our wages. So we now had no house payment to pay. The first time ever since we had bought our house, we had no house payment. Now, obviously, you have other expenses in life, but nonetheless. And our kids, we were looking at it, and we're going, wow, this is going to be tough when our kids go to college if they make that choice. How is that going to happen? And over the years, it was just remarkable. I tell people this because they say, how did you send one daughter all the way through the master's college, a Christian liberal arts college? That is not cheap, and none of them actually are cheap. And then the other daughter, and you helped her through college. How could you possibly have done that? And I just say, it doesn't add up. I can't even explain it. Yeah, they had lots of scholarships and this and that and the other thing, but no debt. We've never had any debt since we paid off our mortgage, and our kids didn't have any student loans, you know, none of that. And we're grateful, but again, we look at it, and it seemed like a sacrifice to so many people, but to us, we've been able to go all over the world, be with God's people, see beautiful places, stay beautiful places as part of missions trips and speaking to, you know, people, and sometimes we'll stay a few extra days on our own dime, and you know what? We have not been deprived at all.